We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Let's go to Joe in Gentilly. Joe, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's good. Man, I love you. You know, you're just like Donald Trump. I know you didn't want to hear that.
But wait, I'm just like Donald Trump. I don't know. This might be a compliment.
No, it's probably disparagement. But look, man, you kind of take all comments, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Now, the thing I got to tell you is that I'm a MAGA supporter. I went to the Ellipse, and I've seen them talk, and I've seen them say, go peacefully and patriotically. And even like an hour before he said that, I turned to my back, and I've seen more people than a Mardi Gras parade, and I've been in a lot of good Bacchus parades, going down. I said to my friend, I said, what the hell is that? Like 100,000 people marching toward there. And sure enough, there was over 1 million people in the whole thing where the there was only 30,000 in the Ellipse, but there was over 1 million people. And the weirdest thing is that those 1 million people, there was people that just smelled the rotten fish. And then it might have been like 1,000 people that wanted trouble, but nobody even brought a gun. But
Joe, if you want to continue the conversation, you can't bring up any BS, man. You got to stay with the truth.
I'm driving right now. I got to tell you. Look, dude, when I was, this is the thing is, you're talking about MAGA. I love MAGA. Okay, look, I know that's okay. Because I'm a 60-year-old man. 40 years ago, I remember Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters, I think it was, coming out. No, it was with a big hammer when they passed the Obamacare. Okay, and they said that MAGA, they kept saying this for weeks and months.
They didn't say, hey, wait, Joe, they weren't talking, wait, Joe, they were not talking about MAGA 40 years ago.
No, I'm so sorry, I was wrong about that.
Yeah.
What they were saying then, I'm so sorry, Scoot, but what they were saying then is that Tea Party terrorists was the catchphrase then. They kept saying Tea Party terrorists, Tea Party terrorists.
Okay.
And I think to myself, well, I had friends that were richer than me, smart Republicans. They graduated LSU, cattle engineers and stuff, and they were into the Tea Party. It was Covington. And then sure enough, I'd be at coffee parties, and they said, man, look, we out the party. I said,
all right, Joe, wait a minute. Wait, we're way off. We're way off. Joe,
coming to their parties, writing down their license.
All right, Joe, we're way off track here. I asked the question, are there MAGA people who want Trump to be president indefinitely?
Oh, well, none that I know of, Scoop.
Okay.
But I want to say that Obama weaponized the Justice Department, so is your boy weaponizing.
Stop that.
Obama.
Hey, listen, nobody's my boy.
It.
Joe,
you know that. Everybody knows it. Trump's on trial.
Joe, nobody is my boy. Stop saying things like that.
Your boy, I'm sorry. That was a misspeak.
Yeah, you've like done a few of those
Biden
so far.
Obama. I was stupid. That was really stupid of me. I'm sorry.
All right. But look, Joe, look, you know, Trump was weaponizing the Justice Department. Don't you remember what he had Bill Barr do? I can't believe that some people have such short memories.
But the main
question here is
Bill Barr never indicted one person.
It doesn't mean that Trump wasn't trying.
I wish you would look that up and not just say things.
Trump was doing things to try to weaponize the Justice Department. I remember that clearly.
Can you tell me when and how and what he did?
Well, I don't have it in front of me, but if you give me a...
You're a Democrat.
Joe.
You're an evil, demon Democrat. Right. Black people need to wake up that they want
all right, to Joe.
Get away. Go.
I'm done. Scoot, I can't do this idiot anymore. I really cannot. I'm sorry to use that word at him, but we've had him on the air before. He swore at you. I've heard the stupid story about him going to the Ellipse 5 times. He's putting words in your mouth. There's just no reason to continue the conversation with him.
All right.
Unless you want to. Sorry, I got frustrated there.
I mean, he's not on topic, and he just wants to you know, he just wants to... Anyway, I think this is one of the MAGA people who doesn't represent all MAGA people, but, I think he's misguided, and he is just trying to overtalk. He doesn't want to hear other things. He wants to overtalk. But I don't have it in front of me, but there were occasions. I've got a lot of things to pay attention to. And there were times when it seemed like Trump was using the Justice Department, because I remember having these conversations that he was trying to weaponize the Justice Department.
I never want to do this because it makes people so angry, and I don't like to make people angry.
Is it the truth?
What Bill Barr did to bury and misrepresent what Robert Mueller found in the Russia investigation is profound. If you go and look at what the bipartisan Senate Intelligence Committee found in their investigation, the idea that, oh, there was no evidence for any of that Russia stuff, Russia collusion, it was all just made up. That's not true. Bill Barr got out in front of the Mueller report and deliberately misrepresented what was in it, because he knew that Robert Mueller was not going to come out and say, hey, my boss is lying to you. So the narrative gets set in stone that Robert Mueller did not bring charges against Trump because Trump didn't do anything. There are about a dozen people that got arrested in that Russia investigation. Some of them are still in jail today. He tried to reverse Michael Cohen's conviction. He tried to derail the investigation into the hush money case. That's why Alvin Bragg is prosecuting this case right now, because Bill Barr's Justice Department wouldn't do it.
But guys like Joe are picking up on the right-wing rhetoric, and they're just echoing it. I did one quick Google, and now it comes up from American Oversight, the politicization of the Justice Department. President Donald Trump has repeatedly and publicly called on the Justice Department and the FBI to investigate his perceived enemies. And in doing so, he crossed a longstanding line against politicizing our nation's law enforcement agencies. I'm not stupid. And just because I don't have the evidence like right in front of me, because we talk about a lot of things on this show. We don't just talk about Trump. We don't just talk about politics. And so I didn't have that right in front of me, but it didn't take long to find information about Trump weaponizing the Justice Department, because I recall talking about that when it happened. And I can't help it if people have short memories, or if they conveniently forget things, or if they want to buy into the right-wing rhetorical BS that's on social media. You have a right to do that in this country. And there are radio stations all across the area, all across the country, that do nothing but pander to you. And so we're going to give you some information that you're not going to get elsewhere. And that's the magic of our show, 1 to 4 here on WWL.
If you say, in my recollection, Bill Barr and Donald Trump used the Department of Justice to political ends. If you prefer the term, they weaponize the Justice Department. And Joe's response is, well, Bill Barr never arrested Hillary Clinton, so you must be wrong. You can't have a conversation with that person.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like playing tennis with somebody who's using a garment bag to hit the ball back at you. They're unpersuadable. They are not listening. They're bad communicators, and we just don't have enough time in our day to set aside time to talk to people.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.